Short word for Parsha Shmini, post Pesach, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Alunish Beli Nishmas. My grandfather's yard site is today, Reuven Ben Rav Chaim, and Rochel Perbas of Moshe, my wife's grandmother. Vayidom Aaron. Aaron was silent. Aaron remained quiet. Perek Yod, Pasuk Gimel. And the question's asked, what could he have said? The Medrash says, what should he have said? What could he have said? And the Medrash says something very peculiar. The Medrash says he should have said it. He could have answered, Ubayom Hashmini Yimal Besar Arloso. On the eighth day, the child is circumcised. The eighth day was when we give our boys bris milas. What's the pshat? What's the connection? As of Jonas and Eibschitz. That's what he could have said. What does it have to do with Nadav and Avihu dying? That's what he could have answered. What does bris milah have to do with Aaron remaining quiet? And Jonas and Eibschitz explains in Yaros Devash, the Gemara Nida tells us, Laman Aleph, that the reason a boy has a bris milah on the eighth day is midarais min haTorah. A man must have separation from his wife 7 days after she gives birth to a boy, because it wouldn't be proper for the whole world to rejoice in the bris milah while the mother and father have to be separated, distressed about their separation. Says of Jonas and Eibschitz, Aaron HaKohen could have made the same claim against Hashem. This is the most joyous day. The day that Nadav and Avihu died was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was like the day Chazal say, it was the day of creation, the joy of the world, of the Kaddish Baruch Hu creating the world. Aaron HaKohen could have made that same type of claim. How could Hashem destroy the Simcha of Aaron and his wife? This is what Aaron could have said rather than remain silent. But he chose not to. He maintained his silence. For that he was amply rewarded. And that's a tremendous lesson of Amunah and faith. At the end of the day, Aaron HaKohen, Vayidom Aaron, the Nesiv HaShalom tells us after the war, after the Holocaust, it was the Lashon of Vayidom Aaron, the Nesiv HaShalom writes. Today is Yom HaShoah, where so many people are commemorating the Kedoshim. Our job, especially after Chag HaPesach, is Vayidom Aaron. The Nesiv HaShalom quotes in other pieces as well, that Pesach is called Rosh Hashanah L'Emunah. It's the Rosh Hashanah L'Emunah. The matzah is Lechem Demnusa. We just had matzah this week. It's the bread of faith. The whole Indian of Pesach is Rosh Hashanah L'Emunah. Shemini is all about Emunah. At the end of the day, Vayidom Aaron, the Nesiv HaShalom explained the generation after the Holocaust is all about Vayidom Aaron. Yes, we could have had something to say, but we remained quiet in putting our simple faith in submission into a Kaddish Baruch Hu's hands and having simple faith and moon and bitachon in their bonus sham as the Shemeshu Zoicha, just like Aaron HaKohen had an emunah, just like the Jews of the war had the emunah. We should be zoicha to have that same emunah and bitachon that we worked so hard on Pesach to take that emunah and bitachon into our own daily lives. Bez Hashem Shkoich.